First Samuel chapter 3 and reading from verse 1. And the child Samuel ministered unto the Lord before Eli. And the word of the Lord was precious in those days. There was no open vision. And it came to pass at that time, when Eli was laid down in his place, and his eyes began to wax dim, that he could not see. And ere the lamp of God went out in the temple of the Lord, where the ark of God was, and Samuel was laid down to sleep, that the Lord called Samuel, and he answered, Here am I. And he ran unto Eli, and said, Here am I, for thou callest me. And he said, I called not, lie down again. And he went and lay down. And the Lord called yet again, Samuel. And Samuel arose and went to Eli, and said, Here am I, for thou didst call me. And he answered, I called not, my son, lie down again. Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord, neither was the word of the Lord yet revealed unto him. And the Lord called Samuel again the third time, and he arose and went to Eli, and said, Here am I, for thou didst call me. And Eli perceived that the Lord had called the child. Therefore Eli said unto Samuel, Go lie down, and it shall be, if he call thee, that thou shalt say, Speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth. So Samuel went and lay down in his place. And the Lord came and stood and called, as at other times, Samuel, Samuel. Then Samuel answered, Speak, for thy servant heareth. And the Lord said to Samuel, Behold, I will do a thing in Israel, at which both the ears of every one that heareth it shall tingle. In that day I will perform against Eli all things which I have spoken concerning his house. When I begin, I will also make an end. For I have told him that I will judge his house for ever for the iniquity which he knoweth, because his sons made themselves vile, and he restrained them not. And therefore I have sworn unto the house of Eli, that the iniquity of Eli's house shall not be purged with sacrifice nor offering for ever. And Samuel lay until the morning, and opened the doors of the house of the Lord, and Samuel feared to show Eli the vision. Then Eli called Samuel and said, Samuel, my son? And he answered, Here am I. And he said, What is the thing that the Lord hath said unto thee? I pray thee, hide it not from me. God do so to thee, and more also, if thou hide anything from me of all the things that he said unto thee. And Samuel told him every whit, and hid nothing from him. And he said, It is the Lord, let him do what seemeth him good. And Samuel grew, and the Lord was with him, and did let none of his words fall to the ground. And all Israel, from Dan even to Beersheba, knew that Samuel was established to be a prophet of the Lord. And the Lord appeared again in Shiloh, for the Lord revealed himself to Samuel in Shiloh by the word of the Lord. Amen. May the Lord bless to us this reading from his word. This chapter is, I think, a very straightforward account of the start, the beginning of the Lord's dealings with Samuel. As a child, Samuel had been brought to Eli, brought to where the Ark of the Covenant was at Shiloh, and he had ministered there before the Lord. He had ministered in that religious place where the people gathered in order to worship God. And he served God by doing the tasks that a child could do. Tasks like opening the doors in the morning and closing them at night. Tasks like lighting the lamps in the holy places. Perhaps he was involved in some small way, even in worship and in carrying and fetching for Eli. We don't really know how old Samuel was at this time. It's likely that he was no longer an infant. Perhaps it's unlikely that he was as much as 12 years of age. So maybe somewhere in between that is the age of Samuel at this time. And he had proved to be useful in the service of the Lord. And he had proved to be useful to Eli. Now I want to mention something about Eli just as we progress here. Eli was now getting old, and we're told that his eyes began to wax dim. That means that they began to get dim. Progressively, they were becoming dimmer and dimmer, and he was less able to see. He was going blind, basically. His eyes began to wax dim that he could not see. And perhaps for this reason, Samuel was particularly helpful to Eli. Eli had served as high priest for many years, and it seems that this was a devout man and a man who was sincere about his service to God. However, we also learn that there was a darker side to Eli's testimony, because he was a weak father and he had two sons that were evil, worthless men. Two sons, Hophni and Phinehas, and they acted wickedly in the sacrifices of the temple precincts there. They acted wickedly by stealing from the sacrifices that were offered to God and by abusing women who came to worship there at the door of the tabernacle. And this wicked conduct was widely known. It was known throughout the land that these two men acted in the way that they did. But Eli was too soft and he was too indulgent to stop them. And this brought God's name into disrepute, and it brought down God's displeasure on the family of Eli. Eli was warned. He had been warned already in chapter 2. We passed over that. It was the end of chapter 2 after Hannah's other prayer. But he had been warned by an unnamed prophet that this is what was going to happen. And now the Lord comes to Samuel in the night, and he conveys the same message to Samuel that Eli is going to be punished because of his son's wickedness, and that the high priestly role and office which he fulfilled would be taken away from his family. So this message was given by the Lord to Samuel, that and it was the second time that Eli was being told. His two sons would also be slain in the one day, and the honour of his high priestly role would be taken from him. It was a solemn message. It was a solemn message to hear. It was a solemn message for Samuel to report to Eli after the Lord had spoken to him. And it probably accounts for his reluctance to share the Lord's revelation with this old man. So much for Eli at the moment. Another thing that we learn from the opening section of this chapter is that the word of the Lord was precious in those days. Now, you might think that's a little bit strange to say that. Let me say this. The Bible is precious at all times. We call the Bible the Word of the Lord. That's another, we sometimes call it the Scriptures, we sometimes call it the Holy Scriptures, we sometimes call it the Bible, we sometimes call it the Word of the Lord. But the Word of the Lord is always precious to us. And this meaning that we have in the chapter here is slightly different from that. When we're told that the word of the Lord was precious in the time of Samuel, what it really means is that the revelations which came from God, God speaking to his people, so that's the word of the Lord, God speaking to his people, had become rare. And because it was rare, it was precious. It might actually be one of the reasons why neither Samuel nor Eli recognized the Lord's voice. It had become so rare, Samuel may never have heard of this thing before. And Eli had forgotten that God sometimes spoke in this way. It was rare for God to speak. But this was about to change because God had chosen Samuel, though still just a child, to be his prophet in the land of Israel. And through Samuel, God was going to speak to the nation once again. Now, because the story of Samuel's calling is really so very clear and straightforward, it doesn't really need me to give too much of an explanation. So I want to move right into just a few applications which might be useful, especially to our younger hearers today. And I want us to notice this in the first instance. Though Samuel was still a child, the Lord visited and spoke to him. Don't ever think that because you're so young or because you're just a child or because you're not an adult or because you don't have much responsibility or authority or anything like that, that the Lord won't speak to you. That's not how the Lord works. The Lord does speak to young people as well. And it shows us that he speaks to children because he spoke to Samuel. In times past, God spoke in various ways. He spoke by dreams, he spoke by visions, he spoke by voices, he spoke by signs. And as we've been studying these early chapters of the Bible, the Judges, and to do with Joshua and going back to Moses and Aaron and the children of Israel in Egypt, we've learned lots about God speaking in different ways to his people. And we've seen the signs and the dreams and the visions and all of these things taking place. Nowadays, the Lord does not speak in such ways. The Lord doesn't speak with an audible voice because he has given us his word in the scriptures, in the Bible. And he also speaks to us when the scriptures are read and when the scriptures are preached. So the Lord speaks in his Bible and he speaks in the preaching of the gospel. And he speaks to us all. He speaks to children and he speaks to young people as well as speaking to adults and older people. And note this, that though Samuel clearly heard the voice of the Lord, he didn't recognize it. Verse 7 tells us, "Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord, neither was the word of the Lord yet revealed unto him." And that still happens. That still happens today. Maybe you wonder, how would you know if the Lord spoke to you? How would you know if the Lord was speaking to you? Well, let me explain how you would know. Maybe you are reading your Bible and you discover something new. Or you're struck by something that you didn't realize before. And rather than just forgetting about what you read and what you saw, that comes back to you. And it comes back to your attention. And it sticks in your thoughts. In such ways, God speaks to us. He reminds us of the things that we have read in His Word. It's as if the Word of Scripture is speaking to our mind, and then the Lord's Spirit comes and reminds us of those things. And it's just like the Lord speaking to us. It's in such ways that the Lord speaks to our hearts. Or maybe you hear a sermon, and something in the sermon strikes you that never seemed important before, but you can't get it out of your mind. Again, in such ways, the Lord speaks to His people. Or maybe you're going through a difficult period, maybe at school, maybe with your friends, maybe with your parents, who knows. You're going through a difficult period and you're worried about something, or you're afraid about something, or you're sad about something. And you ask the Lord for help in your prayers. And He reminds you of something that you've read or something that you've heard, or He gives you a verse of Scripture that brings encouragement and brings a sense of peace and calm into your thoughts. In such ways the Lord speaks to us today. But when we are young and we've not experienced this, we may not realize that it is happening. And it may be that the Lord has to speak to us several times, as He did with Samuel, before it dawns on us that that's what's actually happening. That this is what is going on, that the Lord is speaking to me through this Bible passage, through this verse, through this sermon that I heard that I just can't get out of my head. And then, when that dawns on us and we realize that in such ways does God speak to His people, in such ways does He speak even to young people, then we can say, like Samuel, "Speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth." And I would like you to think about this, and I would like you to practice it. When you read your Bible, and I hope you read your Bible, I hope you do, and I know you're listening to the preaching of the gospel today, so these are two avenues by which the Lord speaks. You should be looking for the Lord to speak to you through His Word, through the preaching, not just in your mind, but in your heart. And in a powerful and in a moving way. When you hear me preach, you should be listening not just to my voice, not just to my words, but for the voice of the Lord speaking through the gospel in a deeper and in a spiritual way. And it may be, like Samuel, you do not yet know the Lord. That's what it says. Samuel did not yet know the Lord. The Lord was speaking to Samuel, but Samuel did not yet know the Lord. You know about Him, you know facts, and you know stories, and you know Bible truths, but maybe you do not yet know the Lord in a personal and in an intimate way. Maybe you do not know the Lord in the way that you trust Him, that your sins are forgiven. Ask the Lord to speak to you and to teach you to know Him, and He will guide you into all truth. Here's another thing that I want to just leave with you to think about. When the Lord does reveal to us Himself, it is a very blessed thing that He does. It's a work of grace. It's a work of grace if God speaks to us through the Bible or through the preaching of the gospel. It's a work of God's goodness to us. He doesn't speak to everyone, but if He speaks to us, it's a blessing and it's a work of grace. The Lord did not speak to Eli's two sons. He didn't speak to them. Though they had been blessed by being born into a godly home and by being familiar with the worship of God from an early age and from seeing those sacrifices slain on the altar which spoke about the Lord Jesus Christ, these men stole. They stole the meat from the altar. They stole the sacrifices from the altar. So little did they understand of the glory and the goodness of God. And they grew to be wicked men. It's God's grace alone that makes the difference. And we should treasure the Lord's voice and we should seek the Lord's voice. And if we have been given grace to be hungry to hear the Lord speaking and thirst after righteousness and desire salvation to know the Lord Jesus Christ personally, then we should go to where he can be found. Read your Bible and hear the word of God preached and store it up in your heart. Memorize it. Think about it. Think about what the Lord is saying. Samuel heard the Lord speaking and he lay in his bed and he thought about what the Lord had said to him until the morning. Let me just speak personally to you about myself for a moment if I can. When I was young and when I first heard and felt the Lord speaking to me, I was going along to Sunday school. I was hearing my own parents reading the Bible to me. I was listening to what was being said in church. But as I've grown older, I've learned to be grateful for those early approaches that the Lord made to me in those early days. Even although I have not always been faithful to him, he has been faithful to me. Let us not despise small voices. And even when we're older, let the blessedness of those early impressions remain upon us and remind us of the Lord's faithfulness in revealing himself to us and keeping us safe all through the years of our lives in this evil world. How easy it would have been for Samuel to have been badly influenced by Eli's two wicked sons. But the Lord preserved him and protected him and kept him because he had a work for Samuel to do. May the Lord speak, may the Lord save, may the Lord protect us that we might learn to follow him and serve him in the years to come. And finally, just a wee thought and then we're done. In verse 19 we read that Samuel grew and the Lord was with him. And I hope that we all have the experience of growing in grace and a knowledge of the truth under the guidance and in the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ. No matter what start in life Samuel had, or anyone has, no matter how blessed or how deprived a life might be, the best thing in the world is to know the Lord Jesus Christ and to come to trust in him. I don't know what your life will hold, but I do know that it will be better if the Lord is with you. I don't know what trials you'll have to face, but they will be easier if the Lord is with you. I don't know where you will go and what will become of you. But when the Lord is with you, then you are safe in his care and keeping. And you're saved in this world and for the world to come. May the Lord bless these thoughts to us today. Amen.